good in the walkway. And if you have, say, a boot track, the common wall between the two walkway roots will be the common wall.
And then the bend there by the tree, so it's keep going. It keeps up with the level of the
room.
The last time I was down there, they had retirement, they said that my husband and me had come in and then we got out of the water too. And the whole area got it. Now that's. Because that's part of the time we can come and see it, we don't have to go out of the
way. Well, under the law that is now, he must build and sell those at the same time, unless he is trying to use some sort of power of attorney to affect the bond if he had a later point using the power of attorney. But we're not really sure whether that's valid. I know it's causing a lot of headaches, but then it's getting Stubbs Mountain, so we'd like to go out and fix it. And I'm not sure what solution we've come up with here. Although the tire insurance companies have indicated that they will back it up, we have been very hesitant to use the state's development and the options are coming on to the factory. I'm going to go down how a typical project might work. Developer, again going back to say that he thinks that he would want to build a 100-unit condominium. And he'd like to build a condominium in four stages of 25 units each. So take the first stage and he'll try and seek out as many of these as he can. Under the subdivision control law, the real estate commissioner will require him to make certain disclosures. And I'm sure that the commissioner will probably amend his regulations if this bill is passed to include in those disclosures the statement of what the maximum size of the condominium will be and other simple information such as we now require in the declaration. And 2,000 units as we can, the down payment is placed in escrow and begin construction, complete construction on the first stage, first 25 units. We will then file a declaration and floor plan. The declaration will submit this first stage to condominium ownership. The bill requires that we describe the general plan of development, including the maximum number of units which will be in condominium. If we are going to reserve the right not to proceed with any stage development, as we state the date by which we will elect to go ahead or not. If we plan to include any new major common facilities, which might throw off the amount of common expenses people might be paying, will be required to disclose that. And he will be required to disclose what the percentage interest in the common elements of unit owners will be at each stage of development. At the first stage of development, these first 25 purchasers will own 100% of the common elements. At the end of the second stage, they will own 50%. At the end of the next stage, and so on and so forth, these percentages will be set out. He then files his declaration and bylaws. The purchasers will have an opportunity to examine the declaration, make sure it's consistent with the sales agreement, what they've been told. If not, their money's still in escrow, they can back out, get their money back. Assuming it is consistent, he is now committed to proceed in this fashion. He cannot build more units than he's destroyed. And title is conveyed to the first 25 units. He receives his money to use it as working capital for the next 25. And he pre-sells, constructs the next 25 units, files a supplemental declaration, adding these units and incorporating them in the condominium, and so forth. And that's the way the amended bill would operate. I mentioned Dr. Rohan earlier, who wrote this book, and I think it's probably a leading authority in the country on condominiums. We asked him to take a look at this new amended bill in order to get his impressions of the bill. And he has written back, and I'll distribute copies of his letter. He feels that this is a good bill, and he supports it. He he suggested one amendment. If we don't have any bills, there is a fact that this bill does not change the law or the right of any developers. You might want to build separate projects and later combine them so that still leaves that option open to any developer who wants to. Particularly those that may already be committed to that type of development. Also say that New York has some of the stringent laws on condominium in any state in the country. They do it all by regulation by the Attorney General. They don't have a condominium statute to think that we do. We pass this regulation which tells them what they can do. And he has approved this type of approach for use in New York. Provided you have the disclosure that we require in the bill that there's a maximum number of units and so forth. Unless the committee has any questions,
thank you for the introduction. I thought it was going to be written on that. And I understand it's written on it. It's kind of like to put on it. All the instruments, the second meeting, and the comment, and the discussion, the roadway, and the decoration, and so on. Yes, they want to support all comments.
That's right, and he, of course, he doesn't have to submit the detail of the construction, he has to show enough to be able to the buyer, and then at the time of construction, he must have completed construction, he must have to have access to any of the down payment, any portion of the down payment. He has to be in a position to convey title to all of it, and he has to have a junior certificate that construction is complete on all of it. That's an affidavit.
Now, you know, all I want to do is
under the amended bill, not under the original 1240. Really permits him to amend the floor plan, but not does not permit him to amend the declaration, which means that he would have to include in the condominium the vacant land which was subjected to future development. And if he doesn't go through it, it'll just stay there vacant land forever. The only one that no, I think that is the original bill. It's right after the bill. Based on the plan of the development which was first mentioned by Professor Rosen in the seminar back east, and following his guidelines, I wrote through the bill, and he has completed the bill and has approved it. Well, in the fact it wiped out the old instruction set, which left me to understand how it operates. Well, this requires him to say that if he's going to reserve the right not to go ahead, he has to The flow is in a declaration, and I think the real estate commission will find the detail and sales agreement. That he has a right by July 30th, 1972, not to build a second and third stage. Now, well, that's already built. That's there.
But if we change the law, is it possible that he just had the first one, the first unit built, and I buy number one, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, so it's still the same, it's still the decorated. So when you say in the past, and law, many goes by, I'm sitting there with my condominium, number one unit, witnesses, the sales of 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, so there's no sense to know, lot 6, and no nothing, is that possible?
It would be a separate building. You wouldn't be building part of a building. Your first stage would always consist of at least one building, probably a series of buildings. And what would happen would be that you would have the first series of buildings. If your first stage is 25 units, you'd have 25 units. Instead of a condominium, that many units. Instead of a condominium of 100 units, you have a 25 unit condominium. Now, he had started construction on the second stage, second 25 units, and then went bankrupt, which is what I believe what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
So you have a partially constructed second stage. Of course, those people which might have already purchased units in that condominium would get their money back at the escrow. The developer would still own this land and these partially constructed buildings. They haven't been submitted. That means he does have a saleable asset which the bankruptcy trustee or his creditors or anybody else could have access to. And this would be sold to somebody else who had the finances to complete it. It would be a partially constructed condominium. Yeah.
Would the developer be able to use the money for the apartment number 1, the fourth story, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6, and the fifth story, and they're all at that?
No, not in one phase.
That would go all the way to one phase for the extra.
That's right, yes, complete that stage entirely.
Before the money comes in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's no change in that. You can't build a single building in stages. That's why the drafters of the law never contemplated stage development, because they were just thinking of one building when they first drafted it. And our initial draft of our condominium legislation just caught me used building singular, and at the last minute somebody realized, well, you might want to have more than one building, so we amended it. Nobody at that time even thought of it, garden type or lateral condominium. Our law just did not contemplate the idea that you could own something up in the sky, other than a piece of ground and everything connected to it. There just is no such thing happening to statues. There was, and a few other, I think it was limited by statues in other countries that we first saw in this country.
Well, the common ownership of the apartment type is really quite ancient in the United States. Why do you have to have any statute in order to have common ownership of
property? Well, the thought is that particularly think of the high rise, a person that owns unit 53 on the fifth floor of the condominium owns a piece of airspace up in the sky. And it's just, you don't own any real property, you don't own any land, you can pick up and hold. And And the African factor is people just have a reluctance to recognize any such things yet, but you can convey the airspace separate parts from the land. Maybe you could work up some theory under the common law without a factor, but nobody's tried to do that, so it's not this part of the country.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but I also know. But let me ask you, what about some of the condominiums, for instance, over there?
I don't know, that was before I came to the state, so I don't know. I would be surprised because I would think the title companies would have been very reluctant to issue a title insurance policy for a unit in the condominium side of condominium law.
Yeah.
The only difference would have been we would still have more than one condominium because you get too large an association, too many people, and it's unwieldy. And they can't really operate democratically and can't control the maintenance and so forth. We wouldn't want any one of them to get too large. That's why our present condominium. Oh, I don't think there's any more than about 100 units, unless it's a lot. We try and keep down to a workable size. What we would do differently is that instead of building 100 units at a shot, and then trying to sell 100 units at a shot, and reserving the right if you don't sell 25 of my first steps, they not go through at all, which is what we would have to do now, is that we could, and it was only one condominium, building stages for 25 at a time. And then these people would get ownership of their units four times as fast as they do now.
What's the minimum?
The minimum? There are some of our condominiums. Well, we have to restrict the size of the condominium, smaller than we would have otherwise. So that the more recent ones have been running 33 to 40 units. Because we just didn't want to delay the time we had to pre-sell 100 units.
But the minimum would be 2?
Yeah, there wouldn't be much point in going through the documentation of filing separate the declarations and amendments and so forth unless we've got enough to make it worthwhile. We might go to a smaller floor, maybe.
Do you have enough information about this so you can buy your own condominium?
With all the information, but no
money. Okay, anything else, Mr. Griffin?
No.
Mr. Bailey? I told you to get you there. Thank you very much. I'm a member of the firm of Good Offices to Meet House, David Murphy. First of all, the answer to your question is, why do you need enabling legislation to create a condominium? The tax assessor and the tax collector have no authority to segregate real property taxes and make separate assessments when it's only airspace. Up until the enactment of this statute, it is always the concept that they have always worked on is the fee simple ownership to real property, to land. And that's why this enabling legislation is necessary. I might say it's true that we represent the Benjamin Franklin Federal Savings and Loan Association of Portland, which has been the biggest lender on condominium projects in the state. We have reviewed Mr. Thurston's proposed act and discussed it at some length with our client, and our client does endorse this concept, and has indicated a willingness to lend money on a staged unit development for whatever that is worth. Aside from that, I would like to raise one other point, and that is I'm asking this committee to amend ORS 91.615. The law as it presently exists is that your percentage in the undivided common element is based upon the purchase price of your unit, and that's fine. We have no quarrel with that. There are two units in a condominium, and one costs $25,000 and one costs $50,000. The percentage of interest
as a $50,000 unit would be twice as much as a percentage of interest for the $25,000 unit. To my way of thinking, that is the way it should be, because in the event of a disaster or a loss, the person with the $50,000 unit should recover twice as much. However, the problem presented by ORS 91.615 says that the common expenses of the project shall be borne in proportion to the percentage of the interest in the common element. Now, this becomes quite inequitable in a project where the purchase prices have a great deal of, they are greatly different. And the best example would be the vertical condominium. Let's presume we have a 20-story condominium. The unit on the top floor sells for $100,000, and the unit on the bottom floor sells for $25,000. Now, rightfully, the man on the top floor should have four times as much interest as the man on the bottom floor because his investment got much bigger. However, the common expenses are the lights in the hallway, the garbage, the elevator maintenance, landscaping, security, and on and on. And the garbage is not worth any more to the man on the top floor or the lighting within the building as it is on the bottom floor. So we are asking, and on page 5 of Mr. Thurston's amendment entitled The Bill for an Act, we have merely added the following clause, unless otherwise provided in the declaration. We want to add that. It will then say the common profits of the property shall be distributed among, and the common expenses shall be charged to unit owners according to the percentage of the undivided interest of each of the common elements. So, in a project where the sales prices of each unit are equal or virtually equal, the percentage in the common element should be the criteria. However, when there is a radical difference in price, it's certainly fair to say that each unit owner shall pay the same price for the various services in the common element. They did not have the vertical condominium in mind when they enacted this step.
I don't know. Okay. So I want to see what the room is on page 5.
The bottom of page 5. Oh, am I knowing different? Oh, it's two.
It's two or a year.
Oh,
21.15. Yes, 21 has the declaration. So I do a difference in the common owner's difference in the value of the unit.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that I want each unit owner to have to pay the virtually the same price for the common expenses, regardless of what he pays for the unit. I don't want to change his percentage of interest in the common elements. I just want them all to pay to save my money.
We need to use that line in the first place. That's why we need to get that. Why is it a little bit different? I want to help you satisfy the issue.
What I want to say, ORS 91.615, subsection 1, and I want to start out the sentence, unless otherwise provided in the declaration,
and they probably mean that.
The question. No, this is not in the printed at all.
Oh, no,
Yes, because we need the permission of the real estate commissioner, and one of his requirements is that the declaration be presented to him for his approval before we ever go out on tape.
Yes, so we cannot enter into any contract to sell prior to the time of declaration filed.
The declaration, the present law says that the declaration is to be filed with the county recorder when the project is completed. So if it's that filing that you're talking about, no. But the real estate commissioner requires us to file a declaration in his office, and he's also required us in one of our projects to file it with the title company or someplace else, and give copies to each prospective purchaser. And we don't have the legal authority to enter into a sale and purchase agreement with any prospective purchaser until we have the permission of the real estate commissioner in writing, and he will not grant that permission until he has approved the declaration.
So if the person who is in the chapel, who lives on the county floor, pays $100,000 to pay, and the guy who lives on the first floor pays $25,000 to pay, will be aware at the time they enter the contract of the different obligations to pay the rent.
Yes, because the declaration would must specifically provide how the common expenses will be paid. Yes.
And how the property is.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I drop this here? I was looking for a long time for that question. I'm going to be glad for that. What's wrong with the young man? This is phase one. Phase one here. Phase two. And here's the reference. Cool room and the farm. Now, under the new proposal, the developer will file the general plan of development starting all of it. Then he can start the stage one and get 6 minutes of the
provided he says in his declaration that it was going to be up.
Okay, so he gets stage one down in the general 6 apartments. And he can preach things when he can sell, or at least he can collect his money and give the condemned for it. Yes,
yeah,
okay. And then he can maybe go to phase two and get something like that, and then forward.
Yes.
And we don't have the reference of the common element too.
He has to also disclose what common elements he's going to build, at what stage he's going to build it. In other words, the concept of this, and Professor Rowan visualizes it, it's the totally full disclosure before you start. It's a roadmap. He says, I'm going to build 6 units here, and I'm going to build 6 units here. And in conjunction with the third stage, I'll build a shrine. In conjunction with the fourth stage, I'll build a school. In conjunction with the fifth stage, I'll do this. So these people know exactly what they're going to have at each stage. Now, it may not be marketable, or people may say, well, gee, I'm not going to buy one of those first 6 units because I have no assurance that I'm going to get these other facilities. And the developer is probably going to have to say, I can't charge as much for the units in stage one as I can in stage three, because by the time stage three gets there, I will have all of that the income facilities done. So, in general, the way we visualize it will happen, you have three stages and three portions of the common elements. We would expect the developer would do one stage and one third of the common element in stage two and the second stage of the common element, because we don't think it would be marketable if we held back all the common elements till the end. But under this bill, you have the right to do it, provided he makes the full disclosure. Well, there's no obligation that there be any common recreation facilities. Under the law, you could build 40 condominium units with nothing but a sidewalk around it if you wanted. Under the existing law or under the law that we are proposing, we feel the protections are the same. Because under both laws, it's a full disclosure. We have to make a full disclosure now. you will have to make a full disclosure under the new law. But when you start considering debt service on 100 units at one time, as opposed to 10 or 15 units at one time, this factor of interest becomes terribly expensive.
Is that the major concern?
This is the concern of the developer, the cost of the project. And so consequently, what he's doing is he's going to small planned unit development because he doesn't want to make a bid that requires him unalterably to build 100 units if there's no marketplace for 100 units. Whereas if 25 can be marketed with a third of the recreational facilities, this would be, the buyer will know precisely what he's getting. This does not in any way put the developer in a position where he can move around or change the game. He has to make his bed before he starts under this law. But he has options. All I could do is say what Ben Franklin has done in the past. Let's presume the master plan visualized 100 units in four stages of 25. Under the proposal that we're urging, man would come in and get a commitment to a construction loan to construct 25 units, and Ben Franklin would say, when you have sold 60% or 75% of these units, we will give you enough money to build the 25 units. And then follow that through stage step by step. And of course, if the man can't sell more than 25, he's not going to come back and get any more, but he doesn't end up building 75 units that are not marketed. Then what he does, to save his neck, he turns around and makes them all rental units because he's committed himself to 100 units and gets them done and he can't sell them. Then, of course, this makes your buyers mad. They didn't expect to end up in a rental project. They expected to end up in a project where each person would own their own unit. And I really believe that the public is just as well prepared. To my knowledge, none that have started construction. I represent a number of clients whose condominium projects never got off the drawing board. But once construction has started, Ben Franklin nor none of my clients who are developers have never had a project that wasn't a success. They don't always tell us that the developer is not. They've all been. Yes, that's right.
Anything more?
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do that. We've got a mop up on the throat, so.
Yeah, they really put it in there.
But most of the amendments are additional sections that are just
Who's that? What a bucket to come up there. Bucket there.
We got the basic rule, but I mean, assume that we have to have a basic rule. typically perceived. If a person is going 55 miles an hour and a 40 mile an hour run, he's moving fast.
That's right. But in this time, we find that anybody who is under the influence of alcohol.
You don't have to throw the intent to survive, you don't have to throw the
I would be worried about saying, oh, if one of the just, you know, writing a bad check, one of the elements of writing a bad check, if you have the intent to do so. Well, I think that'll raise some type of presumption or inference that he has an intent. I think that raises a rebuttable presumption. And the same is very good, but I don't think it should raise a conclusion.
The usual of the banks in the Ohio itself behind the evidence of the intent.
Everybody agrees that we can define the crime, the dinner crime, if you drive on the highway with 0.15, that alcohol crime, that's right. So let's just put discussion 3 and page 10 back in, pump it in above the 2 test, and that'll do it. So any person who drives any vehicle on the highway with coke, and that person has 0.15%, and you know, by weight of alcohol and blood, it's turned to a sample analysis of the person's first blood, urine, or fire. We got a problem on that too, because we have that other bill, the mandatory sentence. Well, that wouldn't affect it, would it? Mm-hmm. If we could back to a separate bill, we don't have to be formed this year.
If the guy's got 0.10, he's got to go to jail for 6 days, but he's got 0.15, hell
it.
Go with your 1-0 and
Remember the bus?
No, something I tried to forget.
275.
The same figures at the bottom of page 2 and all the bill does now is require that we will charge the services on the basis that we percentage of the state of compensation for the first month. And also we can make the contract a little clearer in that the he doesn't owe the money unless he gets the job.
We discussed this problem. Suppose he gets the job after he's worked for 2 days, he's fired. The contract office got the contract company in the asset already got to work 14 days or more for anything. That's good.
I think that's right.
Yeah, it's just a little bit exactly about that now. I think one of the deceptive practices that they're putting on is just stating all your charges. If the percentage of the annual wage is calculated by doing such and such, you take a 8 month wage, you can multiply it by 12, and then multiply it by 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or whatever. And this is misleading people.
What they were objecting to was the time in on a fixed percentage of the bill started to. They're not doing that. They're not doing what they want, just that they have to show it, and the reason they wait on the contract is just to understand it. $500. cost of doing the room. They wouldn't have to do that, did they?
They got the date of it, it's 100% or 75% or 150% of the first month out.
Thank you.
seven, I know that there would be a time to get the power to sell. Oh, this is one of your bills. You've got to be a good bill.
I got my name.
Amendment 34-171, huh?
Aye.
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 Oh, I got a motion. I know that we table House Bill 1880.
Thank you.
1802.
Thank you.
Well, we'll leave it down here by town line.
We don't need a fire truck,
do we? Well, it's fire than the original draft we were considering, and Larry Ashenbrenner, who would you I prefer on the compared to the said he was not about to be fired. Well, let's take this. Now, is this discretionary or is this for the 4 on page 2. We call the word may, or the word may and its expression. And we say, page 3, line 4. Remove the word may from its expression and insert the word shall. No, the reason for this again goes back to Edson Bennett's testimony. Edson Bennett says that this should be a right, not a privilege, that it's that if we make a discretionary, it's just you responsibility. That you open up the possible door of curing favor with certain judges. You open up the door of certain judges who look at information of time in one way, and others who look at it in a kind of different way. We still have judges sitting on the bench who look upon sentencing and penalties or again.
Aye.
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 Okay, I move in that the bill as amended be rescinded, whatever you want to do.
I've been
think you can get that high driving thing, but you know, if you had it in there, if you had it, that's very much to make it, you would ask that, but
you know,
it's pretty simple.
I wonder if on 1815, remember they said that they didn't draw the bill, but offering it, left it still.
Well, we didn't have inspection on whether these people, you know, they couldn't all remember, they actually had things.
know, is there any surgical procedure, or would you just, you know, do the same that way?
I'm over here with the next bill. All right?
Fine.
I have some amendments coming in on 1338, and let me tell you some background on 1338. There's an amendment, and I imagine it's going to be us. Mr. Kuhn and Mr. Schell and Mr. Chilton have been trying to reach some agreements on 1338, and they have been working on them all last week, and I hope to have them to the team if you can hold out. Whatever, we may have moments if we can wait for that first minute to remember. But I understand all the parties are conferring on this rural problem.
I'm
You have to wait to find out whether the burglar is doing the studies of physical harm before you can
So we can easily run a reduction of code.
How many people have been convicted by shooting a burglar in their home? I bet you couldn't find one in the last 20 years in the United States. But the spring gun is a public policy that they're not going to let somebody drive and set up a gun that will trigger when anybody comes by, including a 9-year-old child. And that's what that man did back there. And the fact that in the public policy, if you're not going to do it, if you do it, you're going to get a damn knee hurt.
And then the only reason that gun came up was not because he was convicted, it's because
the
million
paid on the gun. That's right, they're sued under violation of statute, and they got it. He's not available. I thought we were. Well, would you step on that guy with collapse and just see if there's any problem with the fact that there's two crimes came back to I don't think there is, but we ought to lose the bill and kind of keep on with that.
When you take a look that far, then they have to wait on you, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have another to come along. 1777 from the back of the book. You want to take a look at some of the first amendment. They're getting a lot of respect. To do something on the school level, very remote traveling. And we've got some possibilities to meet plenty of things.
Thank you.
trust in this show without the number of Mark 1171.
Mr. Conroy. Mr. Conroy.
Aye.
Mr. Conroy.
Aye.
Mr. Conroy.
Aye.
What?
No.
Aye.
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 Okay.
the observation of the money is going to be a little bit that way.
And not like the,
Everything horrible that happens in the back of God.
Mm-hmm. Anybody object to that? As far as the name, the word the date of any violation under section 3 and 6, the word receipt of notice under section 9.
You want to say receipt of notice? Whenever you say receipt of notice, you know, I don't know that probably. Well, I never got to know. So you missed that.
I don't know that it's only by some means that it's known.
But some of you don't have to be a part of it.
Is the name that you tell?
No.
The word is on the line before. Any other proposed?
Mr. Chairman, I have a problem with that section 9. Maybe this is since everyone has. The problem is that whether or not there's enough respond to that superior in this sense. Under section 9, it says any person who causes a political issue of oil or conflict. That might be the poor working ship who is directed to it by his boss, the owner of the ship. And he would be the one who would penalize, and the people who are really liable, who are really responsible, are not there. And it's only the one person who did that for
him. We've also got to include that guy that was just a plausible. You do that, you
know.
He'd be an agent. So you're pointing him out to be primarily liable.
I want to be sure that we don't end up with a bill where we are grabbing workmen instead of our cleaners. I agree with that. But I want also to be able to grab the employer and the owner and that sort of thing.
Amazing.
Well, anyway, with regard to Henry's suggestion of Henry, that would be again on line 27, left 14. What?
After the word
by the word, we insert the word what?
Nothing in this action is included in the file, and also the
The objection is adopted to that language.
Conduct that's been declared illegal by a federal statute to be legal.
Mm-hmm.
And the amendment doesn't do anything.
Unless the federal water pollution statute says that a state will prescribe standards. The law on the air pollution device says you cannot prescribe a standard at all.
Okay.
Do you want to take some of the records?
Bunch in the record? Yeah. That's up in here? Which one was that?
Oh, that's off the album.
That's better. You were thinking of Bunch in the record?
Yeah.
All right.